Bonnie, tell me a little more about yourself. How did you get involved in directing this funny play at the Market House? I assume you're a longtime Market Houser.
Well, actually, I'm a colleague of the Michael and April Cochran. My husband and I have done the same kind of work that they do. We were artistic directors at a community theater on military bases, 17 years at Fort Knox, and then 8 years overseas. And we met the folks from the Market House Theater at various state and regional festivals, and that's how we got to know them. This is many, many years ago. And after my husband and I retired, we just started doing a little bit of guest directing for Michael.
You have a show on your hands in the Hallelujah Girls. Tell me about it.
Well, it's a kind of a romantic comedy about a group of very, very close friends who have just lost one of their dearest friends. And as is so often the case when we lose somebody, we question our time here on Earth, and it being very precious, they decide with the help of very spirited gal, Sugar Lee is the character's name, that they're going to change their lives by turning a old church into a spa.
And how does that go over in the community?
Well, it goes over fairly well. In the process of fulfilling this dream, so to speak, they renew old love and discover new loves, and they reevaluate their family. They become very close to one another, closer than they were, and they were already pretty close as friends. So it's a great celebration of friendship amongst women and a couple guys as well.
Tell me about your cast.
Well, they're wonderful. I'm just absolutely adore them. What's really lovely about them is we have a combination of veterans, those who have performed quite a bit at Market House Theater, and then a couple of newcomers who are really rising to the occasion. So it's a lovely group. They're a true ensemble, pretty much a team, the best team you could possibly want for a director.
What is your favorite part about this production?
My favorite part is the part that's always favorite to me, and that's the process of putting it together. It's always the process that's very creative, and I love that more than anything. Once we get to the shows, that's sort of kind of turn it over to the cast, and they go at it and have their fun and enjoy it and give something beautiful to the community. But for me, it's the process of taking apart the script and getting to know the cast and exploring all the nuances and the story. And I just love anything that's process-oriented, I really love.
What do you particularly like about the script?
I suppose it's the camaraderie of those girls so much. I just love that friendship that develops. As I said earlier, they're very close already. And then in the process of 1 year's time, they become even more close to each other. And I love that about it.
Yeah. What are the overall takeaways for the audience?
Well, certainly the importance of friendship, the importance of taking risks, the importance of bettering ourselves as both women and men, not holding on to old grudges, which is a little bit part of the plot in terms of the love story.
Do you have to coach Southern accent?
Oh, no. Comes quite easily to this group. Quite easily. And it's written well enough that, you know, it just has the language is very buttery. It just sort of comes right off of the lips and tongue. It's written very nicely in terms of the language, and they do a wonderful job with it.
Would you characterize it as both full of fun and introspection?
I think so, yes. I believe there's sort of a nice balance of both the comedy and the drama, and of course a bit of a romantic comedy as well. And there's a terrific, very nasty, but comedic antagonist, female antagonist as well, and she brings a lot of great fun to the stage.
Who plays that role?
That would be Stephanie McGlennon. She's just terrific.
She loves being the quasi-villain.
She's having a really good time playing that role, yes. And I believe they all are, but she's definitely sort of the, and she is the antagonist of the whole group.
Now, who else are you working with at Market House to bring this thing to stage?
Well, there's Valerie Duncan and Stephanie and Chris Shanks and Jenny Wilkes Mariner. This is her first major role. Sue Fletcher, Kat Tilker, another newcomer just doing a wonderful job is Michael Byers. Jim Roush, who's done quite a bit of work at the theater. And we have Kent Lawrence, who's the stage manager, and a really nice group of young kids who are helping with the set changes, which is quite extensive, and we do it to music. And I'm not sure their ages, but they're, you know, preteen teens, early teens.
Neat. They still have energy.
They've got tons of energy, yes. They have a lot of responsibility, and it's great to see them involved.
So you have a two-weekend run?
Yes. Yes, we do. We open Thursday. It runs Thursday through Sunday this weekend and next weekend. And anybody can just go to the Market House Theater site, and all the information is there.
Are you ready?
I think we are, yes. We're looking forward. We have a sort of an invited audience, a few friends, family members of the cast, and give them a little bit of a head start before tomorrow night.
Now, you're no stranger to directing comedy. How do you get that timing right?
Well, comedy is always based on something pretty serious. So as long as you're following, you know, the truth of the script, then you're pretty much on the right track for your delivery, as long as you know where the truth is of any scene. Of course, that would apply to both comedy and drama.
And life.
Mm-hmm. And life, of course.
Well, listen, thank you again.
You're very welcome.